So Eliphaz is now going to answer. We're up to what's called the fourth chapter. Vayan Eliphaz ha-Temani vayomar. Eliphaz, according to some, this is the son of Esav, the better son of Esav. Eliphaz, who was from Teman. That depends on at what period this happened. We said there are different understandings in Chazal. When did Eov live? So Eliphaz, whoever this Eliphaz is, he tries to answer. He raises his voice, and he says, "Hanisa davar eilecha tilei vatzor bimilin miyuchal." Just because you were tested and you wear thin, who could stand back and hold his words back when he sees that? So God's testing you. So when you have a test, you wear down. And now that I see this, who could stand by and not answer? Hine yisalta rabim v'yadayim rafot techazek. Yuyov. You used to strengthen many. You used to rebuke them. And when people were weakened, you strengthened them. So you, Eov, who did that, Koshel yikimun milecha uvirkaim koreot teametz. With your words, you lifted those that were stumbling. Those whose knees buckled, you'd strengthen them. Ki ata tavo elecha vateile. Tiga adecha vatibahel. But now, when it happens to you, now suddenly you wear thin. When things hurt you, suddenly you're scared. You were always strengthening others. When people spoke towards heaven, you'd rebuke them. When people were weak in their belief, you strengthen them. When a person would stumble, you'd help them up. Whenever a person had a difficult time recognizing that God was watching over the world because bad things happened to him, he'd think, well, maybe it's the stars, maybe it's the mazal, maybe God isn't really seeing what's going on here. So you used to always correct them and say, no, God is watching over you. It must be a punishment for something you did wrong. And you'd rebuke the person until finally he did tshuva. And now, when bad things happen to you, suddenly you're tired, you can't strengthen yourself. When bad things happen to you, suddenly you're scared, you don't know how to explain it. Halo yiratcha kislatecha tikvatecha vetom derachecha. Now, if when it happens to you, you stumble, then this seems to prove retroactively that all the time that you were fearful of God, why were you God-fearing? Because you thought that would get you to the end. God would help you because you went in His way, not because you really recognized who God was and had fear of Him. Then your hope was with tikvatcha, Vitom derachecha, your hope was with Tom, the end of your path. Meaning, ultimately it wasn't out of love, but you thought that you'll get your own goals if you're a God-fearing person. You see, now when you don't have that hope, what did you say? I was hopeful, I tried, I did my best. And now that your hopes didn't come to fruition, so you don't stand up to your beliefs. So then all the time that you were playing it, that God-fearing person, it was because you had a goal in mind. You hoped if you live your life this way, you'll get blessing. So Eliphaz tells him. Then turns out that your whole act of being a God-fearing person, that was all foolishness. You weren't really God-fearing. Zichona. Now Eliphaz begins and he's going to contradict Eov's words. Mizachem, this is where we're going to pick up.